time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. We're going to let folks know what Second Chance Wildlife does, and you know, there's always ways that you can help, and this is a great organization, and they do a lot, they cover a lot of territory. Debbie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's talk and let the folks know what Second Chance Wildlife is all about.
Sure. So, in the state of Utah, as are most states, anytime wildlife is injured or found sick, or other, you know, issues going on, it's a wildlife rehabilitator that intervenes. It's not the state's wildlife agency. They may be the ones picking up the wildlife, but not all cases that happens. We respond to about 50% of the calls, if not more. But the state does not have facilities nor the education or the finances to take care of the wildlife in the state of Utah that needs care for. So when you're out there and you see something that's injured, and if it's, you know, if you call it in or somebody, you know, responds to that call, keep in mind all of it is going to wildlife rehabilitators, all wildlife in Utah. That's, we are the ones that are trained for that. We are the ones that have facilities that meet federal standards, which we have to build on our own. We do not work for the state of Utah. We do not work for U.S. Fish and Wildlife, but there are certain standards and rules in place, as there should be. This is extremely difficult work with takes a lot of knowledge and skill. Otherwise, we're going to be losing precious lives that are entrusted to us. So we do that, and our goal, obviously, as rehabilitators, is to get them back into the wild where they belong.
So most of the time when somebody sees a bird or a raptor or something like that, or even a deer that's maybe possibly injured, and they call the DWR to let them know about it, the majority of the time the DWR just calls you.
Absolutely. So that's how it's done, and a lot of times DWR will call us and ask us if we can intervene and go get them as well. But once in a while, they'll be able to go pick up the animal, and then they'll call us and alert us that they're on the way with it and ask us to meet. For instance, one of the many counties I help is San Pete County, and my officers over there will call me and say, hey, we are on our way to pick up blah, blah, blah. Can we meet at, well, you know, a certain destination that we commonly meet at? And we do that. So our transportation is a huge deal. We've got to have reliable transportation to get to these places. And this is 365 days a year. You know, it's not just springtime issues, which are, we heavily get babies during springtime issues, obviously, and into the late summer sometimes, but it's year-round. I mean, we've got trauma, illegal activity, such as gunshots. We still have a huge problem in this state with people shooting protected wildlife. And, you know, again, we're the ones that intervene, and we supply all the medical care, surgeries. Surgery is a very common thing that happens, and we rely heavily on our veterinarians. Our main wildlife vet that I have put on my wildlife license is down in Payson, Utah. And he does many surgeries, complicated surgeries for us every year. And we also utilize the help of Dr. Harmer and Dr. Thane in this area for x-rays. They help us with those situations. And it's a village that does this work. Even though it's my license, it's my expense. You know, nobody pays for this. Wildlife doesn't belong to anybody, so you can't say, hey, where do we send the bill for that x-ray for that red-tailed hawk? It doesn't work that way. So we rely heavily upon donors. That's the only way we get anything done. And to make our dollars go even further, we make no one in our organization takes any pay. So for those of you who have 40-hour-a-week jobs, you're lucky, because I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if I'm not doing something, I'm at, you know, waiting for a call to come in at any time, and I have to drop everything and go.
Now, I follow you guys on Facebook, and one of the things that it seems like the main thing that you guys deal with on Facebook, is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is birds.
Yeah, so I think there's a reason for that, and I won't go into it a lot, but birds are under the guise of the federal jurisdiction, which kind of puts a lot of pressure on the state of Utah to have to deal with it. Mammals are under the state, and so we'll just kind of leave it at there's not a lot of importance put on mammals. So mammals that we do get are usually called in by the finders. They'll find something, but the state, rarely in 26 years have I received a call for mammals. But they are under federal guidelines. They have to respond to certain issues because birds are federally under federal rules, not state.
Okay, and as you were saying, you know, this isn't just you. You've got folks that help you out a lot, but you're always looking for more people to come and help.
Always. We have a huge facility, and I can't do everything. It's me and one other volunteer who is licensed under my permit. Her name is Connie Waddell. And, you know, we do the work, Best Friends, we do a lot of work with Best Friends down in Kanab, and they do the same numbers of patients we do every year, and they have a staff of 9. We have 2 people. So, you know, we're constantly working. We're tired. We could always use help, whether it's landscaping, helping with our property, maintenance of the buildings that we are required to build for the wildlife. Again, all of our, at our own expense. They have to meet federal guidelines for obvious reasons. You know, you've got to have the correct buildings for the animal that's going to be in it. And, you know, let's say, for instance, eagles. We have 5 eagles right now. They take up a lot of room. They move around a lot. Our goal is that they're flying and flying well so that we can get them released. You got to have huge buildings for that. So I laugh when people, you know, will call and say, I have an old parakeet cage. Can you use that for what you do? It's like, no, but thanks anyway. So, you know, we have huge, huge buildings for what we do. And we do work with little songbirds as well, but we don't put them in pet bird cages.
Okay, so if somebody's interested in volunteering or giving you a hand out there, do they just need to give you a call?
Yeah, just give me a call. I've got my cell phone with me at all times. It's 435-650-3441. And, you know, this is not something that you can drag the entire family with and all your little kids. We don't do that. This is not a zoo. This is a hospital for wildlife. The work here can be very dangerous. And right now, this time of year is great because, you know, there's kind of its own social distancing, if you will, because we've got, if people want to paint and stain buildings on good weather days, we've got all the work for you. You're just out there with the animals and yourself. It's perfect. It's wonderful things to do. And for 26 years, I've had people tell me that their problems go away when they walk onto my property and realize there's so much that they didn't even think about that's going on. And when they leave and they help us for a few hours, they just feel so good about things. It's very uplifting. And, of course, I know that. I do this. This is my thing. But to have so many people tell me that over the years makes me feel pretty good.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Debbie Pappas from Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. Debbie, why don't you go ahead and give them the phone number one last time. And if anybody wants to volunteer, she's more than willing to take you out there. And, you know, like you said, it's your own form of social distancing.
Absolutely. So the number out here again is 435-650-3441. 3441.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much for the time today. And it's great that you do this. And I think that maybe there are some people that don't even know that this is in our area.
Yeah, and I find that really strange doing this as long as I have and, you know, trying to get the word out. But, you know, it's just me trying to get the word out. So I really appreciate, you know, efforts like what you're doing right here now, Dave, to help us get the word out. The more the better. I still do. I have people show up all the time. We didn't even know you existed. It's like, really? Well, I've been here 26 years.
That's right. Okay, Debbie, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You as well, Dave. Take care.
You too. So for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our webpage, castlecountryradio.com.